This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State Republican Party Chair Ken Buck says he supports mail-in voting despite assertions from Donald Trump that fraud is rampant. Buck tells Colorado Matters it's up to each state.
I think it's a mistake for the federal government to run elections, and that has been my problem with the bills that have been passed by Congress mandating mail-in ballots. If a state legislature decides to do that, let them put the procedures in place that protect the integrity of the election.
Colorado has had mail-in ballots since 2013. Enough signatures were gathered to allow Colorado voters to decide in November on creating a program to provide paid family leave for many workers.
If approved, the law would require businesses to provide 12 to 16 weeks of leave for childbirth and other family medical reasons. Starting in 2023, workers and employers would pay premiums worth almost 1% of workers' regular income. That money would go into a state-run fund that would then pay partial wages to workers who are on leave. Businesses with fewer than 10 workers and employers with their own paid leave benefits would not have to pay the premiums.
CPR's Andrew Kenny says 8 other states and Washington, D.C. have a similar program. The 32,000-acre Grizzly Creek fire east of Glenwood Springs is more than 60% contained. Officials say access to trails and the Colorado River around Glenwood Canyon is still closed. For more information on wildfires across Colorado, go to CPR.org. This is CPR News.